It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Renters in Colorado who need help paying the rent can now apply for aid directly online. CPR's Megan Verlee reports demand for the program is surging.
The state has been offering to help property owners and tenants since the pandemic started, but it's only been recently that renters could apply directly through the Department of Housing website, and the need is immense. In January, requests for help topped $42 million. That's more than the state paid out in all of last year. Colorado helped 16,000 households with rental assistance in 2020, and nearly that many have applied for help so far in 2021. The state says it's brought on a contractor to help get through all the applications. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Colorado State Patrol and Weld County Sheriff's Office made a big decision last year to put way more officers on rural roads. CPR's Allison Sherry reports that had a big impact.
Getting a traffic ticket is no fun, but it turns out when more people are stopped for speeding and running stop signs, fewer people die. Weld County Sheriff's deputies and state troopers flooded seven stretches of previously deadly rural highways in northern Colorado last year. The result? A 50% reduction in fatal crashes. Captain Ian Whittington of the State Patrol.
No one likes to get pulled over, I get that, but it does change driving behavior, and we look at it as though we saved lives.
Officials increased police contacts by 90%. And traffic citations by 120% in those areas compared to 2019. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Administrators at the University of Colorado Boulder wrote to faculty and staff Friday warning of continued budget cuts in the next fiscal year. Here's CPR's Paolo Shalcita.
SU projects a deficit of approximately $30 to $48 million in fiscal year 2022. During the coronavirus pandemic, the school suffered from a smaller incoming class and a decreased retention rate, prompting furloughs and temporary pay reductions for faculty and staff. Administrators say they hope to end those and find other cost-cutting strategies. Departments will face budget cuts ranging from 3 to 5%. I'm Paolo Shalcita, CPR News.
Boulder and Metro Denver have highs today near 60, Colorado Springs in the 50s, Grand Junction in the 40s this afternoon and again tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.